So when it comes to reading, some people grew up in libraries and others discover their love of books a little bit later in life. Which of those describes you better?
Well, I grew up in a classic working class steel town, and nobody in my family read books. And my father had quit school at 16, and my mother was a homemaker. But she taught me to read as a little boy. So I somehow developed this passion for books, for print, as a kid. But I wasn't even sure that I would go to college. Nobody in my family had ever been, and I was a very erratic student. My senior year in high school, the first grading period in English, I got a D, largely because I was sort of smart alecky and didn't pay attention to my teachers. But I wrote to the nearest college, Oberlin, and got a scholarship and a loan and a job after some back and forth, and really sort of buckled down at that point to reading as much as I could, feeling that it was through education I would, be able to get out of Lorain, Ohio, where I didn't want to spend the rest of my life.
You've been a proponent of stepping outside of your comfort zone when it comes to reading, not just reading bestsellers or classics, but seeking out older, sometimes more obscure books. Why do you think that's important?
Well, I've always thought people should read as broadly as possible because the books that will speak to you may not be the same books that will speak to me. And if you only rely on the bestseller list, you tend to have a kind of common denominator sort of book. Too often we rely on the contemporary moment and bestseller list to determine our reading, and we forget about all the wonderful books of the past and from other cultures, and they shouldn't be forgotten. For me, it's only because these books are so wonderful and I want other people to know about them and be reminded of them. Along with that, I will say that my closest friends are genre writers and critics. I've known, for example, friends of mine, George R. R. Martin and Neil Gaiman, who are very well known in science fiction circles, certainly George because of Game of Thrones, but I've known them for 25 years. And the books that are produced in fields that were, when I was growing up, all usually disdained as being sort of sub-literature are actually wonderful books, as we've discovered.
Nowadays, a lot of people prefer reading books digitally on a Kindle or an iPad over reading a physical copy of the book. Which do you prefer?
What I like about physical books is that they are all different. Screens make everything kind of the same. They homogenize literature. If you're reading Raymond Chandler or Philip Marlowe hard-boiled mystery novel, you kind of would really like a paperback with a leggy blonde on the cover and a guy in a trench coat. Whereas if you're reading Henry James, you probably want some stately New York edition or, handsome bound volume. Whereas if you read them on a screen, they all both look kind of alike. They're just pixels or words. The other aspect of books I like, the physical book, is that you can have them in your day-to-day life. You put them on a shelf, you pass them by, you remember that when you read them, you remember that you mean to read them, you can pick them up and look at a page or two. They become a presence in your life, whereas things in screens, once they're off the screen, you kind of forget about them.